The Dromon way of life seems to have been pretty comfortable. They lived near the sea, and they relied on fish as a main source of food. That is, a food that came to them, so they didn't have to move around as land-roaming hunter-gatherers did. They also had easy access to abundant plants with nuts and seeds, so there was no imperative to domesticate animals or to cultivate particular crops. Perhaps because of this plentiful supply of fish and food, farming took a long time to establish itself in Japan compared to the rest of the world. Simple agriculture, in the shape of rice, arrived in Japan only 2,500 years ago. But in pots, the Japanese were very much ahead of the game. Before the discovery of the pot, people stored their food in holes in the ground or in baskets, both vulnerable to thieving creatures and, in the case of the baskets, to wear and to weather. Putting your food in sturdy clay containers that you can cover keeps freshness in and keeps mice out. And as for the shape and the decoration of the new pots, well, having no pottery tradition to learn from, the Jomon looked at what they already had, baskets. So it's not surprising that they make pots that look like baskets and indeed look like each other. Professor Takashi Doi is a senior archaeologist at the Agency of Cultural Affairs in Japan.
For Jomon people, the decorations are derived from what they saw around them in the natural world. The motifs were inspired by trees, plants, shells, animal bones. The basic patterns are applied using twisted plant fibers or twisted cords, and there is an amazing variety in the ways you can twist your cords. There is an elaborate regional and chronological sequence that we have identified. Over the years of the Jomon period, we can see over 400 local types or regional styles. You can pin down some of these styles to 25-year time slots. They were so specific with their cord markings.
As well as making attractive and stylized storage pots, the Jomon must also have been thrilled at the leak-proof, heat-proof properties of their new kitchenware. The menu would have included vegetables and nuts, but they also cooked shellfish, oysters, cockles and clams. Meat was pot-roasted or boiled, and so Japan appears to be the birthplace of the soup and of the stew. Simon Kaner again.
We're quite lucky. They weren't very good at washing up, these guys. And so they've left some carbonized remains of foodstuffs inside these pots. And they're black deposits on the interior surfaces.